Kum Lenin, Ablak Gemara, we're up to Dav Samach Aleph, Amad Alam Sech Tabrachis, we're coming closer to the end, the very top of the page. I said Samach Aleph. Amad Aleph on top. Amad Amun say, we're talking about that you should always accept everything, regardless of what happens, B'simcha, like we learned the story of Rabbi Akiva, he said, Gamzu, who you always said, Kol Ma'adav Shmai L'Tavavid, Amad Amun, Amad Rab, Mishur Amei, Lo'oylam Yir Dvorav Shal Odemu Atif Nekosh Baruch Hu. Be careful when you have kindness to Hashem. You should limit your words. Shenema, because it says in Pasuk, Al Tavahel, Al Picha, do not use too many words. Libach, Al Yemayer, do not hasten Lahoitzi Dava to say words. Lifneil Akim. Why? Kiel Akim, but Shemayin, remember the Abish is above, Va'ata La'aretz, and you're below. Al Ken Yidvarechem Atim. You should choose your words carefully when you have kindness to the Rebbeinu Shalom. You Rav Zusha on the pole. Dorish Rav Nachman Barav Chizda Rav Nachman Rav Chizda Dash and Maidach Siv. It says in Pasig, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Esadon, God created mankind or man. And it says Vayitzer, the word Vayitzer Bishnei Yudin, two Yudin. Usually it's one Yud. Why is it two Yudin? So we have a number of drashes. So he says here, and we had to sing Gemara in Erevin. So he says here, Shnei Yitzorim Bora Kodesh Baruch Hu. First, the Eibishter created two different inclinations. He brought the Echad Yetzirah Tov and Echad Yetzirah, a proclivity to do good and a proclivity to do bad. Masker on Nachum Yitzchak Gelmiata Behema. The Lekosa Beva Yitzah. There's no word by Yitzah Behema. Less La Yitzah doesn't have the same also proclivity to do bad. V'Hakachazino, we see that it can do good. And also the Masker V'Noshker Bata. It has these evil impulses. So Lecheros has these two Yitzim, these two natural inclinations. Look at Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. What's it to use? Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, that life is so tough. Oili mi yoytri. If I listen to my Yitzhara, I get punished by the Eibishter, my creator. And if I listen to the Eibishter, oili mi yitzri. My Yitzhara, then it continues to try to get me to sway me from Teilei Mitzvos. The Rebbe Ferring once said that when you feel guilty after you did an Aveda, it's not the Yitzhara Toiv that makes you feel guilty, it's actually Yitzhara. Why did you listen to me? I have a job to do. My job is to seduce you to do Avedis. But your job is not to listen to me. So it's the Yetzer Hara who feels guilty. You know why it's a two yuds? Because the Eibishter Chatzchila created man and woman together. Shenema, it says, Ocher v'kedim tzartoni. I created your front and the back. We all have a back. Here, Yechava was an Adam were back to back. We'll soon see who walked first. Even Hashem is a tzelem. Hashem built over the other side. Ravish Mochadam, one says, Partu, one of them says, built that Chava was built as a form. The Chad Omar, son of the Chava, came from the back from Adam. Bishleim, Lemand Omar, Partu, the one who says there was a part of Heinrich Siv Ochav Akedim Sartoni. Lemand Omar, son of my Ochav Akedim Sartoni, mean Ochav Akedim. And what did Rabbi Ami, that's not referring to Chava, it's referring to Adam himself. He was the last thing created on Friday. When it comes to Paranias, the whole world is ready. We had yesterday that Tanchuma said that Shayot is on Bechachma, Chachma is that mankind was created last. On the other hand, the Kodal of Paranias. Understand he was created last. It wasn't created until Friday. Okay, it makes sense. Everything was ready, prepared for him. What do you mean that he comes first when it comes to punishment? Peroni is a man. What kind of punishment are we talking about? Peroni is not an incident of the snake that he was punished first. When it comes to elevate people, you always give covet first to the most prominent, most eminent person. You work your way down. When it comes to cursing, you start from the lowest and work your way up. He's big dealer. How do you know Maschil Nagel Haino? You start from top down. The Chsiv, I dab a Moishel Aaron Vela Oza Veli Sama Bon of Hanis. So at another view, he started with a Lemoy of to Aaron, then went worked his down till the sort of summer, and then Beklala Maschilim Min Hakotin Bechilin Iskal Nachash. First the Nachash, so Beshavim Iskal Chava, then Chava, and then Adam. So what are you telling me when it comes to Peroni? His man comes first. Fakaz and Nachash came first. El Puroni is the Mabel. When it came to the story of the Mabel, the Chassid it says, "Vayomachas kala yokum eibshes yokum." Eibshes destroyed an entire living world. Asher apnei adam may adam behema. They all sinned, but he started from adam and behema. But eisha adam v'had the behema. Bishleim leman the amar partzu. So we have two opinions how they are, and in the midrash, they all talk about in the midrash. In the achreim, they all talk about in drush. that the nafka mina is how the relationship should be between a husband and wife. If you learn that the two patsufim, it means they're both equals. Absolutely no one is superior, no one is inferior, they're both exactly equal. And if you learn that it's from the back, then you have, the other people have this other attitude, and one feels a little bit more... one is more superior than the other, which is wrong. As we had in Gemara Yevamos, we'll have the Gemara Yevamos, how you're supposed to be mechabed even more than yourself, the other party. Hainu says by Yitzeh b'shnayudin. Okay, the one who said that was two. It's two forms. Okay, I understand. So two yuds. El lamando amazon of my vitzah. So why do you say two yuds? So we say kidab. So go back to what we said before. There's another drush we learn from the two yuds. Kidab shem bepazi. Shem bepazi. Oili me yitzi. Oili me yitzi. I can never win. Either the Eibusha gives me a chelik for listening to Yitzhar, or the Yitzhar gives me a chelik for listening to the Eibusha. Bishle lamando parts of there was them the chava was a part of there was created together. Hainu says zochon and kevah bottom. He created both male and female. El lamando amazon of my zochon and bottom. He created other man's own. Chava came later. Kidab avud avud. Rama yksev. It says one pasuk says zochon and kevah bottom. Another pasuk says keep yksev keep it telam keep also the adam. Then all the adam was created in God's image. Haketa betchila olu b'machshava leboris beis. First, Itaka wanted. There was two stages. He wanted to create them both at the same time. Olu b'seif le'nivra le'echad. At the end, he only even created one. He only created one. And why he only created one? We had in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin to teach you that if you kill one person, it's like you kill the whole world. If you save one person, you save the whole world. But because of Chatzchila, the Eibush's Machshava is the Muslim thing, he wanted to be, it's clear from here that he wanted men and women to be equal. But that's what he wants for Chatzchila. He wants to get Zoch and he came about him. He took away half of Adam, so he had to close it up. It was just a project, you know, something is protruding. So when we had to close up, it doesn't mean the whole body, it means only to that specific area where you cut. The back kind of says, even he had to build it up. From the tail, to build up a person. The man on the parts of if she was there in the full form, my vayivan had to build up just a slice in half. Even Hashem is atzela that he built aside. Melamed shekola hakadosh baruch hu lechava. The Eibushter like was braiding her hair. Vehevia la'odem arishin and brought it as a proposal. The Eibushter was the first shatchan, and he brought Chava to Adam that Adam should be interested. In Chava, as we know, Rashi, that Adam tried every single beast to form a relationship, and didn't work. So he brought Chava to see if he can get it to work. So the Eibushter was a shatchan, then he became a shushbin, became the best man. She came b'krochayam kainel kiyasa ben yasa. The braids are called building, like Shabbos. You know, the braids because you're building on Shabbos. It's boina. So what Achava even Amar Chizay Amar Masih Tana Malamet Shabbanu Gerol Chava beBinyan Oitzer. That the Eibushter created woman their form. It's like a granary, a silo. Ma'oitze, just like a silo. Kotzim el ma'ile v'rochim el mata. It gets wider and wider and lower down. Okay, the kabbles are paid, so you can kabbal all the fruits and so on. Af isha k'tzorim el ma'ile v'rochim el mata. She's wide at the bottom, so she can carry a child. Okay, the kabbles of blood. So you made the physique in a way that you can carry a child. By the yell, Adam, the Eibush brought her to Adam. What does that mean? Says, you know, he built her and then he brought her to Adam. I'm going to be a man. He became the best man. He teaches a lesson in life. If you're asked to be a best man at a wedding, even though you're let's say superior to the chassan and kalaf, don't feel bad. It's like it's demeaning or something to help them out. Look at the Eibushter. He was the best man by Adam's wedding. There's nobody else there. You know the famous word of Sam Sofer when he was a kid. We say in the Shavuot Brachos, we say that Samach Kesamecha Yitzicha Began Eden Mekedem. Who told you they were happy? How do we know that? Where does it say anywhere in the Torah that they were happy? In fact, they probably weren't very happy because they were eating apples where they couldn't spend a few hours together. So how do we know? So it's like this. The question is asked that they asked Sam Sofer when he was a kid. The Gemara says in Kedushin that a Mekadosh Beit Echad Ein Choshen LeKedushin. If you marry one egg, you have to have two eggs. So the very first marriage in our history was illegitimate. The first children were illegitimate because Adam and Chava didn't have two eggs. So how that's where we come from. What kind of yichas do we have? So he says, no. When do you need two eggs? The Gemara says, because Chavla Chirina. Because the eighty come along, all these other people who might perhaps want to marry this woman. So the eighty come along. What they're doing is not only they're not really marrying her, but what they're doing is making sure no one else can get to. Forbidden. But in time of the Chava, there was no one else to forbid, because no one else around, so therefore they didn't need Edim. So the same thing here. Why is a wife never, sometimes not very happy? Because each time, each one thinks, oh, it's probably somebody better out there for me, not this guy or this woman over here. But if there's no one else out there, then obviously you're meant for each other. There's no one else. So that's what it says. Just like in Sameach, it's Ibrahim Eden, there was nobody else, there was no chash, they had no such thoughts. Make the same thing over here. So, the Abish, there was the only one there, so he had to be the best man. So it's never the meaning to be the best man for somebody, perhaps you might think is inferior to you. Sorry? Shushbanin. That's what Shushbanin is. Because let's say you're the CEO of the largest corporation in the world. Exactly. Passman is whatever. It's more than just escorting. You're helping out. Well, man, on the parts of Haiman Isaki Bereisha. Okay, who went first? Makes more sense that he went first. The time we learned, it's very hard to figure out, imagine in your mind exactly how it worked. Back to back, so she had to tiptoe all the way back. I mean, how did it work exactly? How did it work? Practically, how did they walk? How do I know? The time, but if they're back to back, then you never achayda, even though you're behind, but you can't. The whole idea is you shouldn't see, but if your back is there, what do you think? I mean, what the hope shot in the Gemara, you have to understand exactly how it works here.
And does it mean physically?
Yeah, we're learning parts of shot. Partially, I mean, taking about literally, but if you're saying right here, you're not being halacha, you're not allowed to walk behind the woman.
No, I'm talking about the achav kedem satoni.
Then what's the Gemara talking about here? That you shouldn't walk behind the woman? Yeah,
physical reality.
I'm saying, exactly. So the Gemara, yeah. Fili ishtein is dam the lay ala gesha. Even your own wife. You meet on the bridge, you say, Kenneth Dodin, don't walk together, go on the side. And the chalo, even achid ayisha banar, ain't le chelgam haba. If you follow a woman when it comes to the river, she has to pick up her clothes, ain't le chelgam haba. And as Rashi's usual, a pella, Rashi says here that, Rashi says here, nizdam no le ala gesher, but eight lines in the narrow lines. Rashi says, eish is ish v'hilafonav, a married woman. Everything, all the laws of tznius, Rashi keeps on stressing, we're talking about a married woman. No, don't go behind a married woman in the river, she'll lift her clothes and you'll have all kinds of lewd thoughts. And if she's a single girl, if she's not married, what's the difference? Rashi keeps on stressing, it's more than just not tznius. Rashi seems to be saying that you can have thoughts of committing adultery, and that is, the thought itself of adultery is worse than a thought of, let's say, with a single girl. With the, even if something happens, it's not an issue, the rice, so it's not have the same weight as Eshazish, because Rashi keeps on stressing all of these laws of Eshazish. The thought is also Hirura Aveda Koshim Aveda. Thinking of Aveda is even worse because it's insidious, it eats you up inside. Turns you into, it's one thing I catch. We say that a person wants to do an Aveda, dress in black and go to another place. Big Machlek is a shame what it means, but one of the shames that it means is go do your Avedas there, but it's not who you are. So therefore, you'll do your Aveda, come back, and you'll be a normal person again. The biggest threat is when it changes you. What's inside you, then you'll have a change. What have we learned? I'm not saying mostly you should be the other. If you're, let's say, you're standing in a retailer and you're giving someone a change to a woman, and you're placing your hand and you're dafka looking in her hand for the wrong purposes, k'day l'stakel bo, I feel the yes be the ten of mice, and telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you're equal to Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yenakim in Nishaganim, you won't be rescued, saved from Nishaganim. So now it says, yad liyad, if you give from hand to hand, lo yinak, Hashem won't forgive. Ra, lo yinak in medina shigehenem. You won't be saved from medina shigehenem. I'm Nachman, Menoyach Amoritz, oh yeah, famous Gemara, Menoyach was an Amoritz. If he would say, Vayelech Menoyach, Achri, he followed his wife. He shouldn't have followed his wife. Maskar, Nachman, Yitzchak, Gelam Yatev, so, Gabriel, we also had the, that's right, we also had the Gemara before that one of the reasons people don't know it's your wife. That's why your wife, also you should behave in a certain way. Then we said, you shouldn't even talk to your wife in the street. People don't know it's your wife. They see you talking to a woman. El miyatav so gabi el kana the chesivitz of yelchol kana achid ishtel el kana followed his wife. El so according to you, comes an amoris as well. Shmuel's father. The gabi elisha chesivah yokam yelch achireh. That if you after the shenami talking ami achireh mamish, that can mean he literally followed her. El achireh devoreh. In other words, he followed her idea. But achireh tzasa after her advice. Achinami achireh devoreh achireh tzasa. So who said that Manoach literally followed his wife? His wife said, "I met a malach," and so he followed advice. Amr Abashi, Ulamaydi Kamer, Nachman Echam Oros, Echam Oros, I feel that Beirav Nami, Lekari, didn't even know a simple thing that every student knows. Shemet says, Vatokum, Rivke, Venari, Sev, Vatikav, Nalag, Mali, Vatilach, Nachrish, She followed Eliezer, not in front of him. Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, "Achoyde Ari, it is better to follow a lion, but loy achoyde isha, not to follow a woman. Achoyde isha is better to follow a woman, but loy achoyde akum, not to follow avodah zarah." Because the famous debate: what's worse, to timtum halev or timtum hamayach, to corrupt your heart, your emotions, or to corrupt your mind with philosophy and apokursis? And we say that corrupting your mind is much worse. Because see right here, it's better to follow a woman which corrupts your heart than following avodah zarah which corrupts your mind. Because corrupting your mind, that's who you become. You become now a ben apokalis. And it's very hard to undo that. Become a cynic. It's very hard to become an uis cynic once you're a cynic. Even worse than all that is walking by a shul and not joining the shul. Shosha, she was by while davening, and as if you're making a statement, I don't want to be part of it. We had more before already. You're not carrying anything, so then people will assume that you're not in the shul. Of the dirty media less, but if you're carrying something, obviously you're not walking in the shul because you have a good reason. Other doors. Of the but we don't care if the other doors, then we're not choishes that you didn't walk in. In fact, we always everything the best. I'm sure we'll walk in through the other door of in the shul. Like by the Chanukah community, we learned in Shabbos, if you have another door on the other side of the street, you don't have to worry about lighting on all the doors. If you have another door on the other side, you have to like it. People don't know that you lit on the other side. We're very worried about what people's perceptions are. V'hayisim nikiyim Hashem umi Yisro. Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Tzun HaShvatim, you have to be, the integrity has to be beyond question, not only for the Eibishter, even for other people. Because people, they're not only achosh you, but they will learn from you. If this guy can behave this way, could they assume the worst? Then why can't we behave this way as well? You went riding a donkey. We see you have a good reason why you're not walking the shul. Who's going to watch your donkey for you? Then obviously you're devoted yid, and we're not worried. Amad Abraham said, Yetzahara doim lezvuv. Yetzahara is compared to a fly. The Yoshib Beishneim after Mechalev. They sit between two openings of your heart. Shneimet says, that Zavuve Mavis, Yavi, Shiabi, Hashem, and Akech. That the Zavuve Mavis, we call the Yetzahara the dead flies. That they smell up and they ruin even the good fragrant oils. Ushmul says, Kimichiti like a wheat, who doim. Shneimet says, Lepesach Chatos Revitz. That it's lying there, Lepesach Chatos Revitz, Chatos, the word Chita. The difference is a zvuv, a dead zvuv, is bad. No, the question is the Eitz HaHara really bad? And therefore it's like a zvuv mace? Or is the Eitz HaHara can be taken either way? Eitz HaHara is very animated. So you can take the Eitz HaHara and turn it into chita, can become chametz, it can become matzah. It's up to you what you do with that chita. So therefore it's more your responsibility. You can't blame it totally on the Eitz HaHara. In fact, we're having more kedushin there with the plot, the Yetzer Hara, and the Rishonim will cry, and the Tzaddikim will cry, and the Rishonim will see that the Yetzer Hara was tied like a nail. How come they succumbed and listened to the Yetzer Hara? Because it's all our own doing. And Tzaddikim will see the Yetzer Hara as mammoth, and how in the world were they able to overcome such a massive Yetzer Hara? So that's the machlekes. Is he essentially evil, or it's up to us what we produce for the Yetzer Hara? Tell me what I learned. Shtei klai, the two kidneys, yes, but the person, ach, as you have to say, we have always this metaphor of kidneys. That one, you have two kidneys, one leads you to the good, but ach, as you have to say, one is the bad. Umistaba tevu liyimine, but all the good is on the right side, and the bad is on the left side. See, leiv chochem liyiminoi, the leiv ksil smoy, the heart of a wise person on the right, and the heart of a fool is on the left. Famous Maisha of Dubna Magid, he once went into a shul, he saw on Shabbos afternoon, and everybody is sitting and talking the whole, and Varma Talim. So he said to them, go to sleep at least. Shein b'Shabbos tainuk. And they said back to him, Hainos not sicha b'Shabbos tainuk. Maybe sitting plopling on Shabbos is a good thing. So he said, it's a fresh apostate. Leiv, the pintler, chacham, the chacham b'mine, puts on the right side, so the shin becomes shein or shin, either learning or sleeping. But leiv ksil b'smoyler, the fool puts the pintler on the left side, becomes a sin. Sicha b'Shabbos tainuk. Anyway, I don't know what we learned. Kloyes yoyetsa, his kidneys advise, leiv maven, your heart understands, loshen bechater, your tongue is then when it articulates the letters, pegamen, and the mouth physically takes out the words, veshet, your esophagus, machnis, brings in the food, umaitzi koil, mina maichel, all kinds of food, kona, your trachea, maitzi koil, produces sound, reya, your lungs, shay eves, kol mina mashkin, draws all the kinds of liquids you put in. So the lung takes them and kove, the liver, koyes, is where anger comes from, and mora, your gallbladder, is a rekes by tipa, throws in over there a little bit of the gall and calms down the anger, umanichne, calms it down, chol, your spleen is soiche, laughter comes from the spleen. The scientists today, you know, don't know exactly if spleen has such a big purpose. Here's the purpose, keep you happy. And kurkuvin, the gizzard, toichin, is what grinds by a bird. They only have a kurkuvin. Grinds, keva, and your stomach, your shena, what puts you to sleep. And af, and your nose in there wakes you up. I guess the snoring maybe wakes you up or something. And if you feel very heavy after a meal, you feel very sleepy. Says the Gemara, neyer ha-yoshen, af neyer, neyer ha-yoshen, yoshen ha-neyer, namek v'haluchlai. If they swap roles, then it's no good. Tony, we learn im shneim yishenim. Let's say that both of these roles, both of them, act as to put you to sleep. Shneim both of them keep you up. Miad meis. Then how are you going to survive? Either you'll always be asleep, lethargic, you can't do anything, or you'll always be up and very active, and you can't survive without sleeping. Tani, we learn we had more in the dorim. A person cannot survive without sleeping 3 days. In fact, there's a court case in New York where a woman took the New York Transit to court because she said the train goes at night and she can't sleep. Her apartment's not far away, and she said she hasn't slept for weeks and weeks. So the defense team of the New York thing brought the Gemara in the Dorim that it's impossible for a person not to sleep for 3 days, and therefore can't be true. Interesting, yeah. Tanya, we learned only in New York. Rabbi Yisi Aglili Aymer. Sorry? For sure. How else do you know? Tanya, Rabbi Yisi Aglili Aymer. Tzadikim, Yetzat Shavi Tzadikim. This is Tanya, what's based on Tzadikim. Yetzat Tayyib, judge them. Shnemer, it says, Velibi Cholal Bekibi, that my heart has been killed inside or is empty inside, different ways of interpreting. Rajal is that it's dead inside. And Rashayim, Yetzat Tayyib, Rosh Shavitan, and Rashayim, the Yetzat Hara is in control. Shnemer, it says, Nu'um, Peshal, Rosh, Bekadli, and Pachalakim, the Neged Ain of them. Inside me, I have no fear for Hashem. Bainim, Zev, the Shayt, Bainim, they both judge. As Al Trevor points out, there are two judges, but neither judge carries. That's up to us which one we're going to listen to, because the judges don't mean that you have to behave in this way. Shnemer, it says, Yamble, me, everything, like Shim, Shayt, and I should help him out. Omer, Abba, going on the Bainim, Rabba says, supposed to be Rabba. Going on, we're a Bainini. Omer, Abaya, if you're a Bainini, like Shoving Machai, who'll be a tzaddik? We know that Rabba, when he passed away, you know, the machlekes, the Eibushter with the malachim and Masifta Rekia about a certain leprosy, if it's Torah or Tameh, and they asked the greatest tzaddik at that time, Rabba. And the last word he said was, Torah, the malachim Abba couldn't get to him because he didn't stop learning for 1 second. And he passed away very young. Rabba passed away in 40 years old, but he never stopped learning. So if he's a Benyani, he's average, then what exactly? The world was not created only for total shayim or complete tzaddikim. No, it's olam hazeh is basically for the shayim, because tzaddikim don't really get olam hazeh, so they get punished in this world and go straight to Gan Eden. And Gan Eden is mainly for tzaddikim, and the shayim get a good time in this world, so they don't go to olam haba. A person should know whether he's a tzaddik gomer or if he's not. So, for example, the world was not created only for Achav, who is the archetypical Russia, or Abchilim Bedeise, who was the paradigm for Tzaddik. L'Achav Nimri Olam Hazeh, and he had Olam Hazeh, was the king, he had royalty and everything else, and Abchilim Bedeise is Olam Haba. Hat Hashem Alekecha, Tan, you learned, Rabbi Leimer, Im Nem B'chol L'Avshcha, it says, well, you show the whole soul. Lama Nem B'chol Medecha, your being, Im Nem B'chol Medecha, your being, Lama Nem B'chol L'Avshcha, your soul, El Leimer, Im Yesh Lech Odom, there are people, Shegufay Chaviv Olav B'mon, there are people who treasure, value their life more than their money, then Lekach Nem B'chol L'Avshcha. You should dedicate your entire nefesh, your most important thing in your life, your nefesh, dedicate that to Hashem. Im Yesh Lech Odom, Shem Moin Chaviv Olav B'mon, there are people that enjoy their money more than their goof, Lekach Nem B'chol Medecha. Then b'chol meidech is all your being, all your possessions. Rabbi Kiva says b'chol nafshcha afilu noitel is nafshcha. Even if they're prepared to take your life, you should give your life away for the Eibushter. Yes, in the modern, remember we learned, and this is argues with this thing that only on three avedas you have to give your life away for the Eibushter, because here it says afilu noitel nafshcha on anything. Big machleik is in the Gemara and the Shainim. We'll learn, talk all about it in Sanhedrin. So remember we learned. Pamach has once goes to Malchus Shah, the famous story, the evil kingdom once decreed, shall he ask Yisrael, but Taita, no one shall entertain it. Bob Pop has been Yehuda, he probably came along, He met Rabbi Kiva, but Rabbi Moshe betayda that he was gathering people and learning Taita. Amalei Akiva, he after Messiah in Pnei Malchus, aren't you intimidated by this edict? Amalei Emshel Moshe Lamad over them. Let me compare. The Shul of Fox, Rabbi Mahalach Gamar was walking on the shore. The raw dogim, Rabbi Miskaptin, Mokamok. So these fish were swimming in a frenzy, in a school. Why are you fleeing? These nets that people are throwing at us. Why don't you join me here on dry land? The northern Aniva Atem will live together. Just like our ancestors sometimes, you know, live together. Not exactly sure what he's referring to in that. You're supposed to be the most intelligent animals. You're a fool. Where we live on the Misiadi, this is our home, and we're frightened. The Mokami is saying we definitely will die. Allah is Kamal Kamal. So we keep that church of puppies. Afanach knows it us. Achshav Shana Yoishim Vaiskim Betayda. We learn Tayda Kosaba. Kihu Chayecha Vaelich Yamecha. Kach surely I'm on a Hulch and Mavatnim. And if we don't learn Tayda Kamal Kamal, surely we have nothing to live for. Omru, they say Lahoya Yomi Muatim, it wasn't a long time, but when Achatavshu Rabbi Kiva, they taka in prison Rabbi Kiva, the Chavshu Beis Asurim, put him in jail. The Tavshu, the Papas Ben Yehudim, they arrested him for another matter of Chavshu, etz, they put him next to him. Omru, the Papas, Miha Avecha Khan, what are you doing here? Omru, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Shinit Fasa Diva Teda. Praiseworthy you came here because you were preaching and propagating Teda. Now, no one knows exactly what the story is. Some people want to argue Papa Yehuda was a big tzaddik, and you know, we have Papas and Leonas, the two people who are this kingdom, the jewels were stolen, the crown jewels were stolen. The king said, if you don't tell me within 30 days, I'm going to do this and this, and I'm going to kill out all the Jews. And so these two forwards came forward and said, we did him, that's not true. And they were Mice and Nefesh. So some people want to argue that's him, but it's hard to imagine, because then why was he in jail as Ron Betalim? Or some other tandem, I'm not sure exactly who publishes. B'shar Shaitiya, different opinion. B'shar Shaitiya is Rabbi Akiva Lahariga. When they took him out, he's Nasari Ruge Malchus. Zman Krishma, they took him out to be killed. How you, with Zman Krishma. Well, you soak him as B'sarai B'misraki Shal Barzal. They were using iron combs to peel away his skin. You can imagine the pain, how gruesome it is, how evil people can be. Well, he's Makabal Olav El Malchus Shemaim. And while he was doing that, he was saying Shema. Omer Tamid Abenu Atkan. That's it. Omer Lehem Kol Yomai Atkan. You have to go to this extent? No, give in whatever they want. Stop learning Torah. Omer Lehem Kol Yomai Yisim Mistayel Apozav Chol Nashchar Afil Nozim Neshmoshcha. I always talk. Every time I say Nashchar, I mean it. Omer Tamid used to say Mosa Yovei Liyodi VaKemenu. When will I ever be able to mekayim it? VaAchsha Shebol Liyodi Loya Kemenu. I shouldn't mekayim it. He passed away. When they said Adkan is, he was Mekabal Ruach Shemayim. They said, don't read Vahafta. You don't have to read Vahafta anymore. In other words, they were trying to say, stop Bishma. Don't worry about Vahafta, Abchon Nafshecha, because they held like Rabbi Shmuel, who says in Gemara Ben Soira Moira, there are only three Avedas you have to be prepared to die for. And teaching Torah is not one of those. Only Gila Roish, Vichas Damim, and Avedas Zorah. So they said, Adkan, stop Bishma, and don't go into Vahafta. But he obviously Krishman, he repeated again Shema, and he passed away the word Echad. Yotze Baskav Amra, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, she yotze nishmoscha be'echad, that you passed out with the word Echad. Amra Malach, Hashem Nekash Baruch Hu, Zu Teire, Vazu Schara, is this fair? same thing that Moshe Rabbeinu and Menachos, we had to have Chavtes, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw what happened to Rabbi Akiva, he said, and David told him, Shteik kachol v'machshava, call Moshe, none of your business. Yeah, keep quiet. And it's not gay. So he says here, the Malach said, Mamsim Yotcha Hashem Mamsim. That, you know, people have to die. Omelem Chelkim B'chaim. That Yotz the Basker Baskemad, Omra Shechar Kivish Atam Zumel Chayim Haba. You go straight to Olam Haba. Some people live and some people have to pass away. So interesting. To Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ibsha said, none of your business. Malachim, the Ibsha actually engaged. Same question, Zutray was Zuschara, but Malachim the Ebishter responded. It says in the Zohar that Asore Rugi Malchus was for the Bechidus Yosef. And the beautiful voice I once heard that it's the last passing in Pechukosa, that's the last passing. Chom Maase Boker Vitzern Kol Asher Yavatach Hashav Vasili Koyish Lashem. So the Zohar says that the reason why Asari Ruge Malchus happened over hundreds of years, it wasn't all in the same time. Asari Ruge Malchus, why they all passed away, is because nine brothers sold Yosef, and this is a kapara for them. Either only nine brothers, why 10 passed away? Because the Eibishter was also involved, because he joined in the Cherem. So this is what the pasuk says: V'chol Masa Boker V'tzoy. V'chol is Osh Tevus. V'chilama. Why? Masa is Mem Ayin Sinereis. Meis Akiva. Why did Akiva pass away? Shehoya Roya. And the next two words are Tzoy Neboker. He was the lead of Klal Yisrael. Why did he pass away? So it's like Kol Ashi Yaver. All the other nine that passed away, Tachas Ashavet. They represented one of the Shvatim. V'asiri. But the tenth one, Rabbi Akiva, Kodesh Lashem. He represented. They Eibishter need a kapara, someone equal. Someone with chashev. That's how it works. That's what Eibishter says. Steik. No question.
A question about why he told that to Moshe, just be quiet and be kabbal. And the Malachim, he goes into Ophir. Because he knew if he started the shaklatar with Moshe said, I am him. He's going to keep protesting for his tired Yidden. The Malachim, you can tell them a logical reason.
Very good. Very good. Let's get to the bottom page. They were right. The person shouldn't be too cavalier when he's facing the eastern side. Why? Because this is directly opposite the eastern gate is directly opposite the Kodesh Kodashim based in Mikdash. I'm not saying from the thing we're talking about that they only from Mount Scopus and inward or from a place where you can see the base of Mikdash inward. And number no two is you're actually able to see, but if you're in a low point you can't see even though your mama's in that direction, it doesn't matter. Otherwise, it's not a head that I covered. It's only a lack of respect if you can see, you know, the entrance and then the Kodesh Kodashim is right there and you're misbehaving. Even also, there's no fence in between. The times of the base of Mikdash, it's limited only in those days and so on. So we learned, if somebody goes to the bathroom in Yehuda, don't go east and west, because you'll be facing Yerushalayim. I live south from the door, north and south. From Yehuda, north and south is not facing Yerushalayim. Ubi Galil, but if you're in the Galil, which is north of Yerushalayim, lo yifan el mizuch ha-mayra, only east and west, and not north and south. So according to the Gemara here, the whole issue is Yerushalayim. In the Gemara Babasa, we had the issue, mizuch ha-mayra, you never should go to the bathroom, because the shechin is b'mayra. Makes no difference, you know, where you are in the world. Here, the reason is because of Yerushalayim. Ramon Shalach already paskins that when it comes to urination, it doesn't make a difference. And all of this is only where there are no walls, no, you're outside in public. If you're in a room, in a bathroom, in a toilet, no issues. But Rav Yosi Mate, Rav Yosi says Mutter, Rav Yosi Melos El Baroya. Only if you can see the base of Mikdash, from a Mokka, she shouldn't get if there's no wall. Or with Manshah Shchidah Shoyda, only the times of base of Mikdash. The Chachamim, I said Chachamim, no, in all times. Bring more to Chachamim and Tanakam, and Mainav Kamin Chachamim Tanakam. Ikevenai it's a Dodim. According to Tanakam, it says the whole Yehuda, not the whole Yehuda is east and west. Our parts that are a bit north, whatever, and you know, nevertheless, the whole Yehuda is awesome. I'm saying according to Rav Akiva, only if it's facing directly to Yerushalayim. Tanim learn Hanif to be Yehuda. Lo yifan a mizuch ha'maidev. If you're in Yehuda, you shouldn't go mizuch ha'maidev. Well, it's off from north and south. Ube Galil, it's off from Dodom. Also, mizuch ha'maidev mutter. Rabbi Yisi matir, Rabbi Yisi mutter. Rabbi Yisi oimer lo asher el ben roi. Only if you can see it. Rabbi Yehuda oimer bizman shbizukayim osim. Bizman she'ein beis mizukayim mutter. Today is no problem. Rabbi Kiva oise b'chol mokim. And the Bas Yosef paskin like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva hayin tene kama. Ike benayu chutz la'oretz. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's even also chutz la'oretz. That's why Shulchan Aruch, Bas Yosef brings down Shulchan Aruch as well about, you know, and he says an interesting thing, that you're not allowed to go to the bathroom, mizuch ha'maidev, and the Taz, and everybody wonders, but more clearly says, it depends where you are. You know, if you're near Yerushalayim, it's mizuch ha'maidev. If you're north of Yerushalayim, it should be north and south. So the Taz wants to say that, no, Rabbi Kiva actually holds that the reason is, or Bas Yosef, that the reason is because of the other Gemara, Shechina, is mizuch ha'maidev. So you shouldn't, if you're out in public. Rabbi Avishadni Levni mizuch ha'maidev. Rabbi was in Bavel, and he had his bathroom in east and west. Ozel Abaye, and that's chutlaris. And Abaye wants to know, did Rabbi really do the particularly? He doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva or something. Ozel Abaye, when Shadinu Tzofim V'Dorim. He made north and south. All Rabbi Teratzinu, he fixed it up. Amma man haidi kim tzayli, who is it here causing me pain? Anok Rabbi Kiva Sili, chol makam osir. All places osir. It's osir from east to west.
Why you construct your bathroom?
I told you, in Shulam, it's inside walls, it doesn't matter. But this is outside. He had your bricks. He sat out there, but he was outdoors.
This is Rabbi Yosi.
Okay, we'll stop here. Continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem.